Frankie Boyer. Well, this is the time of the year. It's sad to say, but the holidays are done. How many of you stayed in that relationship just to get through the holidays? I thought so. Yeah, that's what's happening, is that people stay because it's... although I've heard of, I did hear of somebody ending a relationship right before the holidays, and it stinks. But Jacqueline Newman is with us, a divorce attorney. And so, Jacqueline, January is divorce month?
It kind of is divorce month. It's a big time where we get lots and lots of phone calls and a lot of people coming in and wanting to know what would this look like if I were to move forward with a divorce.
So... is it because of the fact that it's the new year, that we're tired of the same old, that the relationship finally has done its deed, that we got through the holidays, and now it's okay to do it?
I think it is absolutely all the things you just mentioned. I think that what happens is a lot of people, as you were saying earlier, they feel they just want to get through the holidays. And then once they get through the holidays, they're like, you know what? I'm done now. I'm not doing another holiday. I'm not entering another year with this person. You know, sometimes, you know, you spend a lot of time, and sometimes in a lot of businesses, it's a slower time of year. So people spend more time with their families, and they realize maybe that's not such a great idea. And I think that it's just, I think it's a tough time. And I think come January, people really say, this is my New Year's resolution, is to start a new relationship and get into a better place so I can be healthier.
Yeah. I was watching an old movie this past weekend. Miami Rhapsody was on, and it was a look at a mother and father who were not faithful in their marriage, and the kids, and the amount of people, you know, having different relationships and affairs with everyone. And it was comical and sad and relevant and kind of realistic 20 years later.
I don't think affairs go out of style. I think it's one of those things that people, you know, they have the relationships. I do think nowadays, I hate to say it this way, but I feel like it's more, I think it's more out in the open than it used to be.
So is the divorce rate higher these days or no?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. You hear that divorce rates are 50%, at least I can say in New York. And then you hear a story, you know, a lot of people do studies, but you never really know what they're using as their base for that. And the thing that's happening now, I think that's kind of skewing divorce rates, a lot of people aren't getting married. There's a lot more couples that we're seeing that are people that just decided not to actually get married. They have families, they're together, they share their finances, but they just decide not to actually marry. So when they split, you know, that's obviously not going to affect the, you know, these studies. And the other thing that's going to be interesting to see is that now that there's same-sex marriages, I'll be curious to see, you know, as time goes on, how that will affect divorce rates one way or another.
Yeah, that would be interesting. But there is one big celebrity's marriage that went south, and that was Chris Rock. That was kind of like a... And I've met his wife. She's quite lovely, and she's very into empowering other women. And but they're saying now that this is going to be a nasty divorce.
Yeah, I think it's a little early to tell. You know, I know the media likes to really kind of make some cases more salacious than others based on who they are. I think that, you know, I know the attorneys that are both involved. They're both excellent, excellent attorneys. They do like to settle their cases, even though, you know, they definitely litigate as well. So, you know, as I understand, it really is the early stages. I think both of them have made some comments on the client status, and maybe the press has run with it. But I'm hoping that they're going to be able to settle this, because litigation is not good for anyone.
No, it really isn't. It isn't. And they were together for 19 years. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
And two children later. Mm-hmm. So it's is it possible to do what Gwyneth Paltrow did with her ex, Chris, and the fact that they made a conscious, it's a conscious split? Is that something that's you're seeing more of?
I am. You know, my law firm does a lot of, while we do litigation, we also do collaborative law and mediation. And I have to say, that part of our practice is just as popular, and you know, we do just as many divorces that way, if not probably more than we do a full-fledged litigation. So I definitely think that that is something that people are moving toward. I think people see that litigation is just, you know, again, while it's a huge part of our practice, it's a tough, you know, you have to have a tough stomach to be able to go through that. And, you know, usually people settle. I mean, I say, I can't remember the actual statistics, but it's 99.something% of cases settle, and it's just a question of when. And it's whether you're going to go through a big litigation and then ultimately settle on the courthouse stairs, or you're going to do it beforehand. You know, how much money do you want to pay your attorneys?
Yeah.
And your therapist.
And your therapist and everyone else. And I was just with a friend who was saying, you know, that he left because he realized that he had not laughed in the relationship. They weren't laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, 4 years later, you didn't realize that the first year?
Right.
I don't know. The first year, wouldn't you kind of think that's a biggie? I mean, that's, you know, one of the things that people say is, you know, I want to be able to laugh.
I think that there's a lot of rationalization that goes on in marriages. I think that you get caught up in your work, you get caught up in the kids, you become what we say the business of raising children. And I think that that type of thing, you know, it's hard to remember that you're supposed to be laughing because you're just so busy and there's so many things going on. And, you know, we talk to clients a lot about, you know, you should be date night and all that type of stuff. But it's hard to find the time, and it just kind of goes to the back burner until you get to a point where you're like, wow, we haven't laughed in 4 years. You know, you forgot that was something that was important to do.
Yeah. What do you say to the first things you say to couples? Because when by the time they get to you, is there any hope? Do you ever see clients say, yeah, maybe we can work it through?
Well, I mean, I don't generally see the couples together unless I'm doing a mediation. But usually when a client will walk into my office, you know, one of the first questions I ask him or her is, are you sure you want to get divorced? And if they hesitate, I'm usually say, you know, you shouldn't be here. This is not the place. You should be in a marriage counselor. You should do something because it's such a tough process that I need you to look at me and say, yes, I am sure. Because if you're not sure, don't go through it. It's very hard to turn back. It's expensive. You know, you put a lot of water under that bridge, you know, to turn around after. And I have had it happen. I've had, you know, I think it's been 2 or 3 cases in 16 years where they actually got back together. And, you know, one came back a couple years later, and the other two I haven't heard from. So I'm assuming things are going well.
Oh, that would be wonderful. What's the best website for people to find out more about you and your practice, please?
They can go to my law firm website, which is burkbott.com. It's B as in boy, E-R-K, B as in boy, O, T as in Tom.com.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And we will be back in just a moment with more trends for 2015. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.